Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Suspects in major theft spree in Wyoming and other parts of the country apprehended. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A couple hailing from Colombia were apprehended in New York while attempting to board a flight to Colombia. The man, Jonathan Valencia Linares, 37, and Jennifer Jaspilde Guzman Morera, 28, were connected in a two-day theft exceeding $20,000 from the Gillette Ulta Beauty store in August, according to the Gillette News record. Additionally, they were implicated in a string of Ulta Beauty thefts across the nation, totaling over $400,000, as outlined in the affidavit of probable cause. The incident in Gillette occurred on August 30th, prompting a police response following a shoplifting report at the Ulta Beauty store on South Douglas Highway. The store manager reported missing products from several shelves, confirmed through store surveillance footage, with no record of these items being sold. According to court records, surveillance footage revealed three individuals, two women and one man, entering the store on August 24th and pilfering items valued at $16,442.50 within a 20-minute window. A store employee recognized the trio but was deterred when they gestured and claimed they didn't need assistance. Despite this, the video footage depicted all three individuals taking items off shelves and concealing them. The following day, August 25th, the same three were caught on video, stealing an additional $3,612 worth of merchandise, resulting in a combined total of $20,054.50 stolen over the 2 days. As per the probable cause affidavit, the store manager shared several theft instances associated with one or more of the three suspects. Allegations suggest that Linares was involved in thefts amounting over $145,000 in goods from Ulta stores, while Guzman Morera is implicated in the theft exceeding $310,000 worth of goods across the country. In September, a police detective met with the store manager to look at other large shoplifting cases. The manager found the man and one of the women involved in other cases, identifying Linares and possibly identifying Guzman Morera from a case in Miami. Port Authority agents in New York City apprehended Linares and Guzman Morera on December 11th. They were detained as suspects in a Homeland Security investigation case and based on warrants from Campbell County. According to Gillette Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the arrest took place as the duo was attempting to board a plane headed for Colombia. Commissioners greenlight resolution for indoor arena sales tax on general election ballot. The Campbell County Commissioners unanimously passed a resolution to include a 1% specific purpose sales tax on the general election ballot at their regular meeting on Tuesday, according to the Gillette News record. This tax aims to generate $207.8 million designated for the construction of multi-use indoor arenas. Prompted by the National High School Rodeo Association's commitment to host the National High School Finals Rodeo in Gillette for a decade if the facility was constructed, Aaron Lyles, Camplex's executive director, expressed optimism. He mentioned that while the National High School Rodeo Association would be a key tenant, efforts have been made to engage various organizations, gauging their interest in utilizing the proposed indoor arenas in Gillette. To get on the ballot, either the City of Gillette or Town of Wright need to pass a similar resolution. If the tax gets on the ballot and is approved by voters in the general election, Lyles said he's hopeful the arenas would be complete and ready to go in 2030. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.